Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Celebrating Mom on a Bad Choice Friday, the tunes LL Cool J. Mama said knock you out, taking on Mr. T, Entreat Your Mother Right. Mike, how was the voting?
It was really, really close, Miles. The spread finally concluded at 56-44. You ran a phenomenal campaign, brought it back like crazy.
Yes.
But we're still listening to LL Cool J.
Damn it.
Choice Friday.
All right. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Mizzer 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Teams of Talented Writers Helping Come Up With Their Monologues Each and Every Night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
For Mother's Day, KFC is offering free delivery on all digital orders. So why not give the gift that'll have her saying, where did I go wrong?
V. Ted Smith.
Yes.
Myers.
In honor of Mother's Day, KFC is offering free delivery on all digital orders, so why not give the gift that will have her saying, where did I go wrong?
You can tell the new Pope is American because he stepped out on the balcony and said, new Pope, who dis? People are excited about the new Pope being from Chicago. It means we're one step closer to deep dish communion wafers.
Say, foul.
Yeah, foul. That is foul.
You can tell he's American because he stepped out on the Vatican balcony and said, new Pope, who dis? And I go, people are excited about the Pope being from Chicago. Because it means, yeah, I love that. It means we're one step closer to deep dish communion wafers.
Yeah. Also means now the Catholic Church can ruin a quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
A boy in Kentucky got a hold of his mother's phone and used it to buy 70,000 lollipops on Amazon. It's all right, kid. I've been suckered into a great deal from Amazon, too. Oh,
that you.
Writers.
Writers.
Not my best work, Ted, apparently.
Jesus Christ, no.
Suckered in. Took me a second.
I'm blaming your delivery.
Wow.
You want to read it?
Good joke. You didn't tell it right.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I'll take that one. Good teammate here. It's a big day for Catholics and America. We have a new pope, and he's one of us, an American pope. The Popemobile is now a Ford F-250 with truck nuts.
Colbert.
Me, that's me.
Kibble.
Damn it.
It's an exciting day for Catholics and for America. We have a new pope. And against all odds, he is one of us, an American pope. The Popemobile is now a Ford F-250 with truck nuts.
You know who the new pope affects the most?
Who's that?
Puka de Beppa.
They have
the pope room on a Lazy Susan, but I've never been in there. I wonder if they ever changed it, or is it still just John Paul II?
I don't know.
You're right. He would have to change it three times in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and that room's an echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You ever sit in there?
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. All right, let's see. This obviously isn't good. Ariel Winter, you remember her from Modern Family?
Yeah.
She left Hollywood with her boyfriend in 2020. She says after years of online bullying, she said it was just everywhere. It was every headline I read about myself, like grown people writing articles about me and saying how I looked terrible or pregnant or like a fat slut. I mean, I was 14. It really damages my self-esteem. I mean, that's the truth. Unfortunately, she was one of those girls that developed quicker than I think most girls
do. Yeah, I remember all that, man. Yeah, they put her through it.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ. It's still a 14-year-old girl, man. People gotta go easy on the internet there. I think also, you know, I watch a lot of different influencers and this and that. I just feel like we're getting really too... Like, it happened in Northern Virginia. One guy was playing pranks and a dude shot him.
Right.
Like, I just... Sometimes people online are just like, well, it's just online. It's just a... It's like, I know you think it's funny, but A... Somebody reading that's not funny to them.
Of course.
And then B, some of these pranks people are running, like, you're really messing with people. It's kind of like if you lived in the D.C. Baltimore area, right? On the D.C. Beltway, there's always dudes on Kawasaki's going 100 miles an hour.
Right.
100 something, right? And me and my brother said the same thing. Like, I don't wish death or injury upon people, but, like, I'm not going to feel bad for you driving like an idiot.
No.
If something bad happens. And same thing with some of these YouTubers and stuff. Like, you're going into bad neighborhoods or you're messing with the wrong dude. Like, if you get beat up or shot, like...
Yeah, I don't care. Those guys, TikTok, something like the Ding Dong Ditch or something. Maybe they're high school kids or... But they were doing it at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know if somebody shot through the door, but they killed a kid. But it was on TikTok.
Right. Don't do it, man.
I mean, look, if we did that, right? We'd ring the doorbells and leave. But again, Miles, I kind of get your point. I don't think we ever did it at 3 a.m.
No.
Yeah. I will tell you also, one of the closest I ever came to death as a kid, man, you got to be careful doing that game. Because you ring the doorbell, then you have to sprint away.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget sprinting across this street. I mean, a car, like a movie, the guy hit the brakes and he stopped so close to hitting me.
Right.
And I could, right now, as I'm telling you, Thrill, I could see his face just like... Like, oh my God, kid, like, what are you doing? But yeah, she said she left because everybody was kind of giving her the business there and bullying her. She also says, hey, look, I didn't leave showbiz, right? She says, I just left LA. If you're no longer on a network show that shoots there, you don't really have to be there. And if I get a network show, I could easily go back to LA.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah, and we see it all the time. There's a lot of people that are actors on famous shows. I think I can't remember his name now, but Ross.
David Schwimmer.
I think he's a prime example, right? Everybody's like, I wonder, that guy's done nothing. It's like, well, he got behind the camera.
Yeah, I was going to say, he started producing so much crap right now, yeah.
Right, and started doing stuff.
Well, and even before he did Friends, he was doing mostly theater. He wasn't doing a whole lot of shows and whatnot. He was a stage actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You guys want to hear about inspirational moms or bad moms from TV and movies?
Oh, give me the bad ones from TV.
Bad moms. You want the nastiest movie moms?
Movie moms.
Nastiest movie moms.
Mommy Dearest. What's that? Joan Crawford?
Who was she playing for? She was, that character was based on someone. It was like.
Oh, was it? Really?
Yeah, like, what the hell? The Wizard of Oz.
She's not on the list, so don't sweat it.
Trying to remember that.
Dorothy?
Yeah, it was like her mother, or like Liza Minnelli's mom, or like Joan Crawford.
Okay, so Judy Garland was Liza Minnelli's mom.
So somebody was horrible. So Mommy Dearest is based on one of those mothers of somebody you know. And you know both of them.
Right.
But apparently that was a horrible person.
Right. Some of them are pretty simple, right? Like Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate.
Okay, yeah.
Bad mom. Eleanor Crisp in Kindergarten Cop.
Yes, bad mom.
I don't know if I remember her.
I'm with you. Like, wasn't the whole thing that they were going undercover because the dad was, like, threatening them?
I think so, but the mom was still just a bad mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, all right. Mike, you probably know this. The mom from the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah.
Petunia Dursley?
Petunia Dursley. Okay, she wasn't even Harry's mom. She was Dudley's mom. She was Harry's aunt. Now, granted, Harry's parents were dead, so he lived with them since he was like a baby. But, yeah, she sucked. The Dursleys all sucked. That was kind of the whole point.
All right. I like that. Let's see. Lady Tremaine and the Wicked Stepmother and Cinderella.
Fair. If you're called the Wicked Stepmother, that's right there.
Yeah. Whatever version of it, but Norma Bates and Psycho.
Yes.
These are the nastiest mothers.
It's fair, because even if he was emulating his mom, she was not a good person.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you ever read about those moms, I forget the name of it, but it's like, they kind of keep their kids kind of sick, even though the kids...
Yeah, there's a term for it, like they want the...
Oh, yeah.
Attention that you get from... You know, having a newsworthy sickness with your child kind of thing.
Right, or they just went
sympathy. Munchausen's by proxy?
Yeah.
Like sympathy or whatever, and it's like, and the poor kid sometimes, I mean, I don't think the kid has any idea, but just like.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, it's awful. Did you guys see Precious from 2009?
You know, I never saw
it. No, but it was not a good story for her.
All right, yeah, Mary Lee Johnston. I think, Miles the Thrill, you'll know this one. Margaret White in Carrie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Carrie had some problems.
The mom didn't help.
Stephen King, he
wrote some real dark stuff in the early days.
For female characters.
Absolutely.
To play. I mean, you think about half that crap.
Does he not like his mom?
No, it's just like, when you least expect it, you know, it's like Misery.
Right.
Expect it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I do think stereotypically that guys are more likely to be upset or get in a fight. Right. And women would do something evil.
That's why I think you make women the quote-unquote evil character because they plot. So, right, the evil mother is always mind-effing their kids. Where a bad dad, as it's depicted in Hollywood, you're physically abusive.
Correct.
Right? He's drunk, he comes home, he beats kids, he beats his wife. That's how we establish what a bad guy is. And then a bad female character, right, always conniving, always scheming. Mm-hmm. Much like real life.
Yeah. Well, it's like that show I've been watching, Stadium Lockup.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's kind of funny the stereotypes of the drunks, right? Like most of the women so far have been like falling over, passed out.
Of course,
and the dudes are getting in fights.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's it. Right?
It's just like I was watching last night. I was like, this is pretty typical, but it's also true.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's wild.
By the way, real quick, the Mommy Dearest. It was about Joan Crawford.
Okay.
Faye Dunaway played.
Right.
Mommy Dearest.
Oh, there it is.
It was her daughter.
That is on the list. Number three. Mama Lift from Throw Mama from the Train.
Well, sure. I mean, she's a mobster, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, just an awful, awful. Eleanor Isley in The Maturian Candidate. And then this one, kind of local, LaVonna Golden in I, Tanya.
Tanya Harding.
Right, there was a lot of stuff that, like, you know, her upbringing was pretty rough and this and that.
Well, if you're a bad person, usually you have a bad upbringing to blame it on.
Yeah, you're right. But I think she's tried to turn it around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I did see a funny list the other day. It was like, reason people got famous for nothing. And one of them's like, you orchestrated a hit on a teammate's knee.
Jesus,
yeah.
Redeem them, Ted. What do we got for the redeemable moms on there?
You know what? That's a good list, but I don't have time for
all
it.
Right,
so I was
going to
save it
until
Monday. I was going to tell people what's on this week. New one on Netflix called Nanas. Vince Vaughn's a guy who opens an Italian restaurant to honor his mother after his death by hiring a group of local grandmothers who can't get along as chefs.
Jesus.
Hilarity will ensue. You know what? I'm a Vince Vaughn apologist. I like him in all his roles, so I would probably still watch that. Let's see. Last night, you had another overtime game. The NHL hockey playoffs are just awesome.
Yep.
You still have NBA playoffs going on this weekend. Mariners are in town. So are the Canadians, eh?
Yeah.
Just a heads up. Saturday Night Live, you got a brand new episode with Walter Goggins as your guest host. Arcade Fire is on there. And then, don't forget, Sunday is Mother's Day. So at the very least, give your mom a call, shoot her a card. If you're a good son or even a good son-in-law, maybe take her to the Mariners game.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. Headlines coming up next.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. South Carolina officials learn they really need to brush up on their shooting skills. We head to upstate New York, where a clown with a chainsaw gives neighbors the chills. Barrett, Ohio eats a whole hive of bees. Louisville cop is fired after sending a coworker a pick of D's. Nuts. And a police officer drives his cruiser into a pond and needs to be rescued. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head.
Damn it,
lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. Damn it. We go to Louisville, Kentucky, where an officer liked the way that he looked a little too much. A female officer came forward accusing our man of inappropriate conduct. He was in charge of training his now accuser, where it is alleged that he, among other things, made inappropriate comments toward the officer, touched her inappropriately, attempted to hug her while he admitted to having an erection.
Jesus.
Forced her to read a fantasy that he wrote about her. And the kicker sent her a picture from down below.
Jesus, dude.
Take the hint.
Multiple hints.
Well, and this one is messy as well. Because while he was terminated from his position, they're not filing any charges against him. They're not bringing up any kind of disciplinary action other than terminating him from his position, because they're also bringing out that, well, we have reports that you're also involved romantically with another officer that's within the squad, and that's
all right.
So it's the lawyers for this officer are definitely throwing everything that they got at the situation. So it's a messy one from top to bottom. Point being is, this dude should not be doing all this.
No.
Like, you are an officer. Fraternization in the workplace is already kind of frowned upon. So
yes.
Do it sparingly. Don't do it near as open as like, hey, man.
And don't send a D-pic.
I'm sporting it. You want a hug? Like, what in the hell, dude? Come on. Yeah. Right. Don't send D-pics. Fellas, don't send D-pics. Period.
Unless asked.
Even if asked, don't do it. You don't need that evidence out there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In other news, to New York, where creepers are not tolerated. According to witnesses, a man was walking around a neighborhood in Albany wearing a clown mask and brandishing an electric chainsaw. Always a good idea on a Friday night.
Good sign, yeah.
One brave resident called the man out, asking what he was doing, to which our Joker responded by charging the man, menacing him with his weapon. Again, way to double down on it. Great idea. That did not work. The man subdued the clown and restrained him while his neighbors called the authorities. Police arrived and arrested the clown, who now faces 3 felony charges. Luckily, nobody was injured.
Good God, man.
I can't.
You want to be caught, is my guess.
Yes. Or you're crazy. One of the two.
One of those two, yes.
You know, and again, if you just want to creep people out a little bit, okay. Understand when the jig is up.
That's all, right?
Call it good. Just, if your prank involves scaring people, as soon as it's, the prank's over.
Yeah.
You're done.
It's a prank.
Exactly. Just be done.
Or don't be shocked when somebody knocks a clown out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, walk in front of Ted's place one time as a clown dressed up as a clown with a chainsaw. See if you don't get punched.
Yeah.
It's a prank. Don't care.
Yeah, knock on my slider.
Ooh. To Ohio, where apparently Winnie the Pooh resides.
No, come in first, clown.
Yeah, please. I've made sliders. I hear you like burgers. To Ohio, where apparently Winnie the Pooh lives, a local beekeeper got an alert from their surveillance cameras that there was somebody in their apiary. A bear that smelled something that it liked. They rushed to the building, but were far too late. By the time that they had gotten there, the bear had made off with an entire hive.
Damn.
The keeper found the unit somewhere in the woods, completely cleaned of its wax, honey, and upwards of 50,000 bees. Reading the story, it feels like they think that the bear ate the damn bees, which made me question,
the whole thing,
do they eat the doggone bees? Do they not care? I don't know.
If the bees are in the way,
sure,
they're gonna go ahead and eat you.
You know, if they're just gonna crunch down on the hive on the comb, there's gotta be bees in there.
Gotta be.
They plan on deploying several known deterrents, but tell local media that bears can be rather stubborn when it comes to obtaining honey. They basically said that the best method of doing it is to lay out peanut butter within proximity to an electric fence so that when the bear is lapping up the peanut butter, he shocks himself, she shocks herself, and then that'll be the deterrent. When it comes to honey, they don't mess around. They go right for it. So distract with the peanut butter first and get them the hell out of there.
Apparently they can eat bees.
Yeah.
Right.
That blows my mind.
Like, what the hell?
I mean, your stomach isn't getting stung or anything, nothing?
Well, I assume by the time they get down there, they're just dead.
No. No, they're still buzzing around.
You think that they're buzzing in there?
I mean, have you ever seen the inside of a beehive?
Oh, yeah.
It's an entire wall. So if he's just licking it, eating it, taking all the combs in,
yeah,
it's all going down.
Well, I get that, dude, but I don't think the bees are alive when they're in there. I think he munches them, and then they're just dead.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're talking 50,000 bees in a hive.
Sure, all crushing each other. Yeah. Under the mighty weight of the bear.
Man, you're getting stung. In the throat, in the mouth, in the stomach.
Right. Is there any bear that has anaphylaxis?
You can find out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like we said, the beaver's a bad aim.
God, there's a storybook character. Winnie the Pooh needs, you know, an EpiPen.
Oh. I need a
bigger blade. How about pants first? Let's just start with the basics.
Oh, bother. The blade's not big enough to get through my fat.
I mean, Eeyore probably has one.
Eeyore
has got an EpiPen. I mean, Eeyore has a whole on medicinal cabinet, dude.
I'm just saying, if you're going to pick a character who might be on opiates, I think it's Eeyore.
Yeah.
He's pretty slow. He's not in a great mood. He's always kind of tired and annoyed with people.
Well, have you heard the theory that the Winnie the Pooh characters are based off of mental illnesses?
Well, maybe they should carry Narcan.
I have heard that one.
Yeah.
But I also think he might be on opiates.
Yes, he could.
Right.
He's not depressed. He's just whacked out.
Well, look, let's just run it down real quick. I mean, Tigger obviously is on speed.
Yes.
Yep. Pooh's got an eating disorder.
Yes, he does.
Eats too much.
Rabbit has OCD.
Right.
Eeyore's got depression. Piglet has... What was the thing that Piglet had? Stop it. No.
I can bring on the bacon.
He hangs out with a bear.
Ah, somebody knows they're going to correct me. Messy story out of South Carolina. They brought back the death penalty in the state, and the correctional staff were asked tasked with executing a man, sentenced back in 2006, by the way, by way of firing squad. He was strapped to a chair, complete with a hood over his head and a target placed over his heart. The idea being that the procedure is finished in just a few seconds. They'll hit him square in the heart. That kind of trauma instantly stops everything. Everything, you know, just a couple seconds, we're done. Unfortunately, 15 feet away is just a little bit too far for the squad. And while they did hit their target, and he did succumb to those injuries, it took about 4 minutes for him to
They
pass.
Missed!
Now his lawyers are coming after the SCDC for the botched execution there. Yeah. They did.
Yeah, they missed the target.
They didn't hit the sweet spot there.
Who did they hire for this?
They missed.
15 feet away and three guys at an active round.
Yeah.
And none of you. Not one of you.
Not a single one.
Damn, man.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, I think you would know if you missed.
They missed the heart.
They might know.
They're not going to admit it. Right? You just keep going?
You said he was alive for another 40 minutes?
Four.
All right.
Yeah, it's not like he just... sat there for an hour. Guys!
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, after like 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, boys.
Dude, keep shooting. I would say, like, put one in between my eyes.
Exactly.
You missed.
Walk right up to me, man.
Jesus, dude.
But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Connecticut, where I'm sure that there was no trash talk in this story. I'm sure none at all. A local officer was headed for a nearby sports complex to do a routine check of the building. They've been experiencing quite a bit of rain in the area lately and made it difficult to see the line between the road and the nearby pond, causing the officer to drive the SUV straight into the muddy waters. He tried to back out of his perilous situation, but the damage was already done. The rig had slipped into the pond and began taking on water. It was sinking. Luckily, our officer was able to escape out of the window, couldn't open the door, had to go out through the window and take refuge on the roof while he called for help. Which is when the local fire crews arrived on the scene to fish his ass out of there. Nobody was injured. Again, no trash talk at all.
No smack dog.
Men's Room Sports NBA playoffs on ESPN tonight and ABC over the weekend. NHL playoffs are on TNT and True TV. You've got UFL football on Fox and ABC. Sounders soccer on Apple TV on Saturday. And the Mariners are in town hosting the Blue Jays all weekend long over on Root, trying to make it 10 in a row. Let's see if they can get it done. Frozen weather over the weekend. Not the nicest weekend ahead. We've got some clouds moving in tonight that'll stick around all weekend with a little drizzle in the cards for Sunday. But the highs should be in the low 60s and the lows in the high 40s. And that's it for your headlines with that. Happy Mother's Day. Mike Hawk is out.
Yeah, also don't forget tomorrow the flock party up at Black Raven in Woodinville starts at noon absolutely free. Grab an IPA or a 20th anniversary lager.
Yes, indeed, it's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.